spiritual world consists of many Vaikunthas and Golok. There are innumerable Vaikunthas and innumerable personalities of Godhead. Godhead, the presiding deity of Vaikuntha, they are all very, very attractive. Very attractive. But amongst all the personalities of Vaikuntha, the most attractive personality is Shri Krishna. But that is not the end. That attraction, that beauty, that grace further increases when Lord Shri Krishna assumes the form of Radharani and becomes Shri Gaur Sundar. He becomes the most supremely attractive personality of God. Gaur Sundar is so very attractive, you can imagine. Shri Krishna is so attractive that everyone is attracted towards him. Every woman on the planet is attracted towards him. When that Shri Krishna's beauty combines with the Malanakya Mahabhav or Srimati Radharani, you can very well imagine how attractive that personality will be. Gaur Sundar is so attractive. Wherever he used to do Sankirtan Leela, wherever he used to go, just by his mere darshan, people, every living entity used to get the highest of all bhavs, Manjari Bhav. Mahaprabhu, by his mere darshan, gave what he tasted. What he tasted was Radha Bhav. And how Radha Bhav can be tasted by ordinary living entities? When they develop Manjari Bhav, and by Radharani's grace, whatever Radharani tastes, all that is transferred into the heart of Manjaris. Manjaris are Abhinna Deha, Abhinna Prana. So whatever Mahaprabhu himself tasted, he distributed that to the entire creation. Just think, in Golok, every movement, every step is considered as dance. Every word spoken is considered as song. When this is true in context of Krishna, every movement, whatever he walks, it looks like dance. Can you imagine when Krishna with Madanakya Mahabhav, Radharani, when that dance happens, how amazing that dance is going to be? And Shri Krishna's every step is wonderful, amazing. Just step, not dancing. Not dancing of Krishna I'm talking about. Just a male walking. That looks like dancing and that is amazing. Gopis continuously meditate on just the mere walking of Krishna, not the dance of Krishna. When they remember that, they just swoon and fall and become unconscious. If the steps of Krishna are so attractive, dance of Krishna is so attractive, when the dance of Krishna combines with Radharani's Mahabhav, and then when Gaur Sundar dances in Virah Unmad Dasha, can you conceive of the supreme attractive dance by the most supreme attractive personality of Godhead? Krishna Leela finally culminates in Navdvip Leela. Whatever Krishna could not taste in Braj Leela, he tasted in Navdvip Leela. Mahaprabhu, Gaur Sundar, is said to be Par Tattva Seema by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Par Tattva Seema, the last limit of Godhead, final limit, most beautiful, most attractive, most of everything, that is Gaur Sundar. When we meditate on Gaur Sundar, we should know how Gaur Sundar is. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnava means those who are chanting Hare Krishna, they have two swarupas. in one swarup as a Kishore Brahman, they serve God Sundar eternally in Navdvip, and similarly they serve Yugal Kishore Radha Krishna in Braj Lila as a Manjari. So when we are serving God Sundar, we should know how this God Sundar looks. His dancing is not like dancing of any other person on the street, very good looking person dancing. No, the most good looking person in the entire creation. Just by his mere darshan, people get highest of Braj Prema, that is Manjari Bhava, just by his mere darshan. And when he speaks or when he dances, you can imagine the grace, the beauty, the wonder, the astounding amazement. We cannot worship Krishna unless we know what bhav we have to worship Krishna. Shri Krishna is worshipped in Sakhya Bhav, in Vatsalya Bhav. There are all different forms of worship. Shri Krishna is worshipped in Madhur Bhav, like Veer Mangal Thakur worship in Gopi Bhav. But that is not our line. Our line is the Anarpit Charan, the highest, the supreme, the highest relishment possible for a living entity. That is Manjari Bhav. So, just as Krishna is not worshipped without knowing his bhav, similarly Mahaprabhu cannot be worshipped without knowing the bhav, without knowing who actually he is. He is the supreme attractive personality Krishna combined with Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani, and the mere steps are wonderful dance movements in Braja. Not the dance. And he dances like anything day in and day out. That God Sundar I have to meditate upon. That God Sundar. When our dear God Sundar dances in Jagannath Rath Yatra, we should know what is the bhav in which he is dancing. We should exactly know when he is in front of Jagannath, what bhav he is in. When he is in front of Baldev or Subhadra, what bhav he is in. Only then we can truly worship him. When Sri Gaur Sundar is dancing in front of Jagannath Dev, Jagannath's cart, he thinks himself as Srimati Radharani, who is in Kurukshetra and is trying to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. She is in so much separation from Krishna, and finally she is getting a sigh of relief that Krishna is finally coming to Vrindavan from Kurukshetra. So in that state, Mahaprabhu dances like madman. He is totally unconscious. No, Mahaprabhu is in three states: conscious, semi-conscious and unconscious state. Sometimes he remembers that he is Mahaprabhu, sometimes just completely forgets, and sometimes just faint remembrance. So when Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of Jagannath, he is like Radharani. And Swarup Damodar sings such wonderful padas, which further madden Mahaprabhu. The songs of Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhin in Braj. Swarup Damodar sings so very sweetly that even in Braj Leela, in daily afternoon noontime Leela, Lalita Sakhi sings so very wonderfully. What to talk about Radharani's and Krishna singing? Even Lalita Sakhi sings so wonderfully that the trees are, the bases around the trees, they completely melt just by singing of Lalita Sakhi. The wash basins kind of things at the base of the trees, they completely melt by the mere singing of Lalita Sakhi. And those things which melt, they become solid just by just by Lalita Sakhi singing, every noon this happens. Afternoon. When this Lalita Sakhi, as Swarup Damodar, sings this Vare Unmat Pada, when Mahaprabhu is in highest possible level of separation, trying to take Krishna back, and when Swarup Damodar is singing, just you can think of the kind of dance what can happen in front of Jagannath. And you know what Mahaprabhu is thinking? Mahaprabhu is thinking, oh Krishna, you are same Krishna. I am your same Radha. Our love is still the same. But why I am not even experiencing one drop of happiness which I experienced in Vrindavan? This is Mahaprabhu's bhav going on, and no one knows. No one knows. She internally is saying, come on, let's go to Vrindavan. Have you forgotten everyone? Your parents, us, the gopis, have you forgotten everyone? You are here in this Raj Rajeshwar Vesh, Supreme Aishwarya, so many elephants, soldiers, but our Braj is full of flowers, trees, gardens. Let's go to that Vrindavan. Only by that I will be happy. This is Mahaprabhu's bhav when he is in front of Jagannath. And when he is continuously thinking this way, only one person is able to understand Mahaprabhu's bhav. And who is that? That is Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami, that is why he is Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. He understands what is Mahaprabhu's Manobhishtam. What is inside him? Rupa Goswami composes one verse and writes that on a leaf and puts it on a tree. And when Mahaprabhu afterwards sees, he says, hey Rupa, how come you know my bhav? No one else knows. How come you know my bhav? Hey Swarup Damodar, how he knows my bhav? Swarup Damodar says, he is really blessed by you. He has attained your mercy. That is why he knows all your bhava. He says, true. So Rupa Goswami is specially empowered by Mahaprabhu to know his bhav and to propagate that bhav for all living entities. And the bhav is Radha bhav. Mahaprabhu is a Data Shiromani. He is the highest of all donors. Whatever he tasted, he gave. Just like king eats himself maybe chappan bhoga, but when he distributes food, it is like 5 or 10 items. But Mahaprabhu is different. He ate chappan bhoga and he distributed chappan bhoga to everyone. He relished the supreme Radha Bhav, and since there can be no Radha Rani, that Bhav cannot be relished by any living entity. But Mahaprabhu wanted the same Radha Bhav to be relished by all living entities. What is the only way out? So that they become Manjaris, and by Radha Rani considers Manjaris as non-different from her. Whatever she tasted, she tastes eternally, that is transferred eternally into the hearts of Manjaris. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, he knows my heart. When Mahaprabhu is thinking like this in front of Jagannath's deities, Mahaprabhu is in the bhav of Radharani. And you know Radharani does cause or causeless, she does man leela. She becomes angry with Krishna. So Mahaprabhu left Jagannath's cart and he went to Baldev and Subhadra's cart. Baldev and Subhadra's rath. Why? Because he was in Man. So always remember, when Mahaprabhu is in front of Baldev or Subhadra, he is in Man. And when he is in front of Jagannath, he is in the bhav of Radharani and he is trying to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. And when he is in front of Baldev and Subhadra, he is in Man. He is in Man. So whenever we see Baldev or Subhadra, we should know in context to in relation to Mahaprabhu. So without knowing these intimate details, we cannot truly worship any personality of God. Even if you want to worship Lord Ram, there is a different approach, totally different approach to worship Lord Ram. If you want to worship Krishna, there is a different approach. But if you want to be a Gaudiya Vaishnava, then you need to know all the Ashtakaliya Leelas of Sri Gaur Sundar and Sri Shyam Sundar. I hope when you meditate on Sri Gaur Sundar from now on, you will meditate on the most supremely attractive personality. Our Gaur Sundar is not hairless or bald in Navdweep. He is having very very long hairs, very very attractive. And the big garlands are dancing, or he is not wearing kopin in Nitya Navdweep. That Gaur Sundar we have to meditate. I have given you a hint which Gaur Sundar, the supremely attractive Gaur Sundar we have to meditate. Because there is no, you cannot give any comparison to Gaur Sundar's beauty. If you say he is Chaitanya Chandra, like moon. This comparing Sri Gaur Sundar with moon is like an aparad to the beauty of the Lord. It is an aparad. Because moon appears and disappears. But Sri Gaur Sundar is eternally beautiful. Manifest in front of all devotees. Even when Lord Gaur Sundar is taking Shayan, he is sleeping, he is as attractive when he is performing dance. When Mahaprabhu is taking sleep in the morning around 4:30 a.m. when we go for Mangala Aarti, what is Mangala Aarti of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu, when we go for Mangala Aarti of Mahaprabhu, how should we meditate? We should meditate that Mahaprabhu is in Srivas Angan. Every night he performs Sankirtan Leela in Srivas Angan, and he is taking a small nap, sleep around 3:15 he sleeps in the morning. He is taking a small nap, and we are all with our Guru Paramparas, bona fide Guru Paramparas, we are all taking Shayan Shobha Darshan. From the windows, we are looking at Mahaprabhu and relishing the beauty of Mahaprabhu. From the windows. This is Mangala Aarti of Gaur Sundar. It is not that you ritually chant some Hare Krishna and you think, oh, I have done Mangala Aarti. No, it is not so. You are looking from the windows and Gaur Sundar, he is sleeping on one side, just like this. And then he is uttering something. Krishna, Krishna. He is, even when he is sleeping, he is fully remembering Krishna as Radha. You getting my point? So we have to remember that Gaur Sundar who is remembering Krishna even while sleeping and murmuring few things. And we are looking at that. And everyone is totally mad. Every day we do Shayan Shobha Darshan of Gaur Sundar. Shayan Shobha Darshan. That Shayan is also so full of grace. When we are walking, that is also not graceful. But when Gaur Sundar is sleeping, that is so very graceful. That is so very tasteful. That is so very relishable. So this is Mangala Aarti of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We are having Shayan Shobha Darshan. Not just we, Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Pandit, Murari Gop, everyone like madman. They are the Mandap of Mahaprabhu. It has 4 doors in all directions and 8 windows. So we along with our Guru Parampara, we are from Nityanand lineage. So we are standing along with Lord Nityananda and having Shayan Shobha Darshan of Gaur Sundar. Which Gaur Sundar? The most attractive personality of Godhead who is totally immersed in the highest of all bhavs, Radha Bhava. That Gaur Sundar we are meditating upon. And we are not praja of Gaur Sundar that we are meditating from very far. Oh, he's standing next to the window. I hope you have some insight of how to meditate on Sri Gaur Sundar now on. Wish you a happy Gaur Purnima. Hare Krishna. is our Mangal Aarti. We sleep with at the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Near Nityanand Prabhu. Every night in Shiva Sangam. We get up there only. So we have to meditate like this. Whenever we get up, oh, I am going for Shayan Shobha Darshan of Gaur Sundar. This is Mangal Aarti. Not that this body is getting up and this body is going for Diti Darshan Mangal Aarti. No, no, no. This body is doing nothing. Getting up on